Ah, yeah, this about Jesus. I love him so much.
Yes.
God for Jesus. I love him so much.
I need Jesus.
He died for my sins on that cross. Took the fall.
Now,
I'm a new man redeemed. I stand tall.
Yes, yeah.
Grace washed me clean like a river. I'm reborn through the depths of his love. My new life was sworn.
He bore the weight of all our sins, the burdens that we bear.
He hung upon that cross, a symbol of despair. But from that death, new life emerged, a hope for us all to see. From through his sacrifice, he set us free. Yeah. He died for my sins on that cross. He took the fall. Now I'm a new man, redeemed. I stand tall. His grace washed me clean like a river. I'm reborn through the depths of his love. My new life was sworn. Yeah, thank you for tuning in to New Man Justified by Faith podcast. Tune in every day. I have a new one for you. I love you all. And thank you. Don't forget to pray. Tell God you love him. Tell God you need him. Peace.
In the familiar story of Mark 4 and 35 and 41, a storm arose as the disciples was crossed in the Sea of Galilee. Sensing the danger to their lives, they woke the Lord, who was asleep in the boat, tired after the day's labor. In terror, they asked Jesus if he were not afraid that the boat would sink. And Jesus rebuked them for their anxiety and their lack of faith. When life is normal and everything is going our way, we do not think seriously about faith. But when an emergency arises or death threatens, we begin to understand and acknowledge the meaning of faith for our existence. We then discover how weak it really is. At such moments, we are confronted with the limits of our human power and potential. When all that remains as the source and object of our trust is in God alone. In such situations of extremity, the problem of faith is inescapable. In the borderline events of our life, when we stand before the portals of death and eternal life, we understand and can personally respond to Jesus' question to the sister of Lazarus, "Do you believe this?" And to the cry of the father of the sick son, "I believe, help my unbelief." Faith does not rest on human knowledge, but on the total relation of human existence to God. It cannot be isolated from the other functions of the human spirit, nor can it be fully defined psychologically or sociologically, or in any other human-centered way. The social sciences try to explain human nature as the result of a natural process, a product of the environment. Theology rejects such views and insists that human nature cannot adequately be understood without considering its relation to transcendence. The experience of the holy, the history of religion, and the psychology of religion confirm this. Their method is to examine the phenomenon of religion, that is, the experience of the holy. These disciplines, together with the psychology of religion, metaphysics, and systematic theology, all try to speak intelligibly about the nature, content, and object of faith. The reality on which these disciplines reflect is not objectively demonstrable, but This does not mean that it is an illusion created by human consciousness. Invoking the concept of transcendence admittedly introduces a category not accessible to scientific investigation. Some will perhaps regard any such reflection as based on error. Yet the Christian claims of validity of faith as the experiential existence responding to God's revelation, and thus claims of validity also for the experience of faith for the Christian. And it's by the nature a personal act of human consciousness and the conviction of faith where it rests, not on the judgment of human knowledge, but on the relation to God. This is why the Bible, although it indeed presents faith as a demand of God, far more emphasizes that faith is God's gift. If faith is allowed this validity, then the hope of life eternal cannot be written off in advance. Moreover, if faith is founded on the relation to God, and if God's revelation touches human life in its totality, then it follows that faith, not merely a body of neutral information, but a matter of salvation. Theologically speaking, faith has significance. In the Bible, therefore, faith is prominent in the passages that's described for redemption. There are, for example, the well-known statements of the letter of Paul concerning the justification of the sinner. Romans 3:21, Galatians 2:15. John's gospel and his first epistle likewise emphasizes that authentic existence and life eternal are given through faith in Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment but has passed from death to life. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes have eternal life. John 6:47. And this is eternal life, that they know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away before the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. The gift of eternal life manifests itself in justification through faith in Jesus Christ. The existence of the justified person is directly directed towards eternity. Thus, faith according to the Bible is not only faith in the existence of God, but also the trust that God is leading us to our authentic existence and the crown of life eternal. All reflection on the Christian hope is founded on the reality of one's relation to God. And faith allows us to see that this relationship is indeed a reality and not an illusion. For Christian hope is found only in the redemptive work of God in Jesus Christ and not on human capabilities. Yet faith and hope have a particular quality for while death must be taken seriously as the end of earthly existence, they insist that death is not God's final word and that life eternal is God's mysterious, wonderful gift. I hope you got a lot from that message today. And if you don't mind, let's pray. Lord God, thank you for using us just as we are. Lord Jesus, light of the world, lead us to walk in your light. Jesus, thank you for knowing me and loving me. Lord, keep me in faith that leads me to see Jesus, my Savior. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in and come back again next Sunday. We'll have another podcast. And I might even sneak a couple more in during the week. I love you all in the name of Jesus. And remember, God doesn't need our good works, but our neighbor does. Make sure you look out for your neighbor. Make sure you love God. Peace.